Okay, we're up to the middle of Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. We said before that Rabbi Yehuda was called Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. So now the Gemara asks, "V'amai korele Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom?" Why was he called Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom? Why did the government appoint him to be the first speaker wherever people spoke? The Asfi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, the Yosef Yehuda and Gerim Gabai, because at some point Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon were sitting together. And Yehuda ben Gerim, the Sfarim say that, Rashi says, both his parents were Gerim. And he was sitting there. Pasach Rav Yehuda v'Omar, kamenoi maseim shel umazu. How fit are the maisim of this nation, the Romans? Tiknu shvokin, tiknu shorin, tiknu mechetzos. They made a lot of marketplaces, they made a lot of bridges, and they made a lot of bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi Shosak. Rabbi Yossi kept quiet. Nene Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai answered and said, he responded, Va'omar kol masha tiknu lo tiknu lo tzorach hasman. Everything they did, they didn't do for the altruistic purpose of building society, they did it for their own selfish purposes. Tiknu shvokim lahoshu b'em zonos. They made marketplaces for immoral purposes. Merchetzos la'adin bohem. Atzman, they made the bathhouses to give themselves pleasure. Ksharim litl men meches, and they made the bridges to take tolls. Holach Yehuda ben Gerim, the sefer divrayim. Yehuda ben Gerim went and told this over to other people. And they didn't do it to be malshin. He went and told it over to his family, whatever. What he heard, this exchange between the gedolim. The Nishmu Malchus, and by accident, the Romans heard about it. Amru, so they said, Yehuda She'ila Yisale. Yehuda, who spoke nicely about us, he should be raised and given that distinction that he should be the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. Yossi Sheshosak Yigla Tzipori. Yossi, who kept quiet and didn't say anything nice, but didn't say anything bad either, he should go into Golis, to Tzipori. Shimon Shegina Yehorig. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai should be killed for speaking badly about us. Rashi. Ben Gerim, Ben Ger v'Giorisoye. His parents were both Gerim. Shel umazur omoy. Shvakim, seder moshav shvaki ayoros v'chitzutoseim. Shvakim means the marketplaces of the cities and outside the cities. The Sipur Divrem with Talmidov, he told it over to his Talmidim, Ola Ovidim, or he told it over to his parents. The Lola Hashmion Lamalchus, he didn't intend to be Malshin, the Malchus should hear. The Nishmual Yodo Lamalchus, but by accident the Romans heard about it. Yisala Lios Rosha Medabrin. Okay. They say, the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah that Lasid Lavo, this is what the Romans themselves are going to claim. They built all these nice things, they did everything the Klai Yisrael should learn Torah. So, and the Rabbanus was going to say, you did everything for your own sake. So how come Rabbi Yehuda said these nice things about the Romans? So they say that he didn't end off. He just said the first part. They did all these nice things. The truth is that he didn't complete it and say that they did it all for themselves, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He just didn't say any, didn't complete the thing. He also held they did it for themselves. But he held that Lamaisal, Shalom Malchus, or whatever they ask over here, how can you say nice things about a goy? It's Lo Sechonim. Lo Sitein Lohem Chain. You're not allowed to say nice things about goy. So, Avu of the Avodah Zorah. He said, so some say that that's only an individual goy, but a nation you're allowed to speak nicely about. And here, Shalom Malchus, he said nice things. He just didn't say the whole thing, that they did it for their own purposes. Rav Shimon bar Yochai thought it was necessary to say clearly that they only did it for their own purposes.
Why is Tzipori considered Golis?
That's not where he lived. He had to go leave his city and go to another place. Okay. Not Golis outside of Eretz Israel, Golis from his place. Okay. Say Ozelhu Ubrei Toshu Be Medrasha. So they went and hid in the Beis Medrash. Kol Yoma Havimayis Lahu Dvisu Rifta Vekuza De Maya. Every day his wife would bring him some bread and a thing of water. V'karchi. What's this? Kuzu de Maya, v'karchi. And they would, what's it called? They would eat. They would have what to eat. He talked gzerta, when the gzera, they started looking for them. So it became, the Romans didn't give up. Omer le librei, noshim daiten kala alehem. Right, women, daiten kala, they're easily forced or whatever. What persuaded? Yeah, okay, that's a good word. Or easy persuaded. Dilma mitzarila. Maybe they'll torture them. Umegalilon, and they'll tell them where we are. Ozlu toshu b'marosa. So they went and hid in a cave. Yisrachish nisa ivrilehu charuva ve'inu demaya. So a nace happened, and there was a charuv tree that grew up, and a spring at the mouth of the cave. So they asked l'chora, how did they eat from the charuvim? Was orla. Just, if the thing just grew up, it was orla. Some say be a tree that comes beneath, there's no halachas that apply to it, things that happen beneath him. Others say that there's a halacha that if you plant things in the desert, so they're not chayiv in orla. This was planted in the desert. Others say that because the thing that grows by itself, there's no orla. So also the halachas of orla didn't apply. The others say that the reason it was a charuv, why dafka charuv? Because the Marsha says it was a nes besoch nes. It usually takes 70 years for a charuv to produce fruit. And here it was a double nes. It came immediately. And the second reason is a charuv is the basic minimum food that a person needs. It says Reb China ben Dosa, he was satisfied with a kav charuvin. Right? The whole world was nizon from him, and he was enough with a kav charuvin. That's the minimum food that a person can subsist on. So the Rebbe Shlomo made a nace just for the minimum for them. He didn't give them steak. He gave them charuvin. They used to take off their clothing. And they bury themselves to their neck in sand, so their body would be covered. And kula yoma, the whole day, garsi, the whole day they would learn. The idin sluye, when they had to daven, lovshu, they would put on their clothes. Michsu mit umatslu, and not because they had to put on their clothes because of the erva, because they were buried till their neck. But they put it on. Al tikon, you have to be dressed nicely to daven. Can't daven buried in sand. V'hodem shalchu minayu. Kehecha go livlu. So in order the clothes shouldn't wear off. It's the only clothes they had. They were hiding for years. So in order the clothing shouldn't wear out, they didn't wear it the whole day. They only wore it when they had a daven. Ishvu treser shani b'marasa. They spent 12 years in the cave. Ose liyo, v'koma pishvu d'marasa. Liyo anovi came when the 12 years were up, and he stood at the mouth of the cave. Omer man lo dia l'bar yochai demis keser. Who's going to tell Bar Yochai that the keser died? Ubotl gzerse. And when he died, the gzeru was bottled. So they say, why didn't he just go and tell them? Why did he say it, stand at the cave and say, who's going to tell them? So they didn't want him to vatel him from Talmud Torah. They were learning the whole day, mamish, to come in and tell them. So he just said it tomorrow. If they hear, and they'll do what they have to. But to go in and stop him from learning, Eliyahu Novi didn't want to stop him. Nafku, so they left the cave. Chosu inche de kokarchi vizari. They saw people, the karvi vizari. They saw people plowing and planting. Omar minichin chayolam v'oskim v'chayisho. They're leaving what's it called, Torah learning, which is chayolam, which is eternal. The oskim v'chayisho, and they're involved in temporal things. How can they waste their time planting and plowing? Chofetz Chaim says just the opposite. You see from this that a person's willing to suffer and sacrifice in order to make a living. That's only chayisho. Can people should understand that if it's worth all the bother and the sacrifice for something that's eternal. And here people waste their time sacrificing and doing things for temporal things. Wherever they looked, it was so critical it burned up. I didn't let you out to destroy my world. Go back in the cave. Hodr Ozul, they went back into the cave. Isfu Tracer Yarchi Shasa, they stayed another 12 months, 1 year. Amrei Mishpat Rishoyim B'Gehenim Yud Beis Chodesh. Even Rishoyim only have to spend 12 months in Gehenim. So if we have to go back into the cave, it couldn't be more than 12 months. Yotzo Basko V'Omra Tzumi Marastim. Okay, you can go out. Nofku, they went out. Kol Hecha D'Havi Mochi Rebelezer still was burning up the place. Havi Mosi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was healed that place. He fixed it up. Lamaisa, what's it called? The Gros says, why Taka, when they came out the second time, was Reb Elezer still so critical and Reb Shimon not? He says, because Reb Shimon went into the cave, he was an older man already. So he was already used to the ways of the world. So it took time for him to forget it. So when he went back in for the 12 months to correct it, it was easy for him to get back into the swing of things. Rav Elazar, when he went into the cave, was a young man. He wasn't so well-versed in the ways of the world. He forgot them completely, and it wasn't easy for him to get back to remember how things were before they were in that total spiritual level of the cave. We always ask the Kasha, Lechora, the reason they were so critical is because they were so separated from society for so long, for 12 years. So sending them back into the cave is not going to solve the problem. That's going to make the problem worse. So you see from here that people are not too critical because they've learned too much. They're too critical because they haven't learned enough. People who learn enough know how to be tolerant. People who don't learn enough are people who haven't learned enough, they're intolerant. So going another 12 months into the cave will make them more tolerant, not less tolerant. And also, why now didn't Rav Elazar have to go back into the cave? He still was burning up the places. So they say also that as long as you need a shutfis. As long as you have the younger person who's critical and the older person who knows how to be tolerant and look at it in a positive way, that's fine. If you have either one alone or both one way, then it's no good. If everybody's critical or everybody's too tolerant, then it's no good. Okay, Omar Lo, B'ni Dai La'olam Anivi Ata. It's enough, the world, me and you. If there's only two people learning Torah, it's enough, the two of us. Rav Shah says, how Rashi learns, the Marsha says that it's hints to what the Gemara says in another place, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, that if there's people, B'nai Aliyah, in this world, right, if it's me and you is enough. B'nai Aliyah means people are really interested in growing. Okay. Panya de Malishabsa, Chosu Ahusaba, the Havinokatre Medani Osa, the Roid. See, the Erev Shabbos, they saw an old man who was holding two branches of Hadassim and running. Ben Ashmoshe. So Ben Ashmoshe was running home with his two Hadassim. Omrulei, Hani Lamalacha, what is these two Hadassim for? Amarlu, the Kovet Shabbos. It's Kovet Shabbos, the Hadassim. That's why some people of the Hasidim, Svarim of the Minig, to make a bracha on Hadassim after Kiddush. The Tizgi Lecho Bechad. So why do you need two? Why do you need two bundles? One's enough. Chad the Keneged Zohar, the Chad Keneged Shomer. Marsha says Zohar is the essay of Shabbos, and Shomer, like the Ramban says, is the Los Assays of Shabbos. So he had and that's why we have two candles. The minig is to have at least two candles, one connected Zohar, one connected Shomer. Omer le lebrei, chazei kama chadivin mitzvos al Yisrael. Right, look how Yidden are mechadev, sure, they spend their time working, but the maisa, they're mechadev mitzvos. Right, they know what's really important. So Yosef datayu, so Rebbe Lezer, was his mind was set at ease. Shomer Pinchas ben Yor, chasnei, Pinchas ben Yor, who was either the son-in-law of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, or according to other Girsas, the father-in-law of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But it's Machlokis whether he was his father-in-law or his son-in-law, Rav Pinchas ben Yor. V'nofek lape, he came to greet him. After they came out of the cave, she came to greet him. Aile le beit banyo, she took him to the bathhouse. For 12 years they didn't take a bath. So took him to the bathhouse. Havei ko orich le lebisrei. And he was, he was washing him. Chazi the Havi Beit Pile the Gufe. The Havi Pile the Gufe, yeah. So he saw that his skin, because it was buried in the sand for 12 years, 13 years, so his skin was like, all kinds of sores all over it. Havi Kobochi, so he's crying. The Konosru Dimas Eine, the Kamtsuchale. And Pinchas ben Yoir was crying over his either son-in-law or father-in-law, right? And Reb Shimon was, and the tears were salty tears were falling on his back, and he was screaming because of the salt that was going into his wounds. So Omer Le, Oili Shiri Sicha Bekach, they that I see you like this, Omer Le, Ashrecha Shiri Soni Bekach. You're lucky that you saw me like this. Shilmole lora isani bikach lomot sosa bikach. If it wouldn't be for all these yisurim, the 12 years that I spent, I would never have the Torah that I have. Now you'll benefit from my Torah. The Mikoraki having Makshir of Shimon Yochai Kushi having Mepharikle Rupinchas when you are traced of Peruke. That whenever Rav Shimon Yochai would ask a kasha before he went into the cave, so Rav Pinchas ben Yoir would answer 12 answers. Lesov ki havi makshi Rav Pinchas ben Yoir kusha havi mforek Rav Shimon Yochai eshen v'arba piruke. Now when Rav Pinchas ben Yoir would ask a kasha, he wants to call Rav Shimon Yochai 24 answers. So he was nis'ala in Torah because of his yisurin. So he said, don't cry that my yisurin were mavakal Torah for me, just the opposite. They were gorim that I should have more Torah. They asked, well, a person's not allowed to go into the bathhouse with his father-in-law. So if Rav Pinchas ben Yoir was the father-in-law of what's it called, if he was the son-in-law, Chasne, which is Pashta's son-in-law, then he'd be going into the bathhouse with his father-in-law who was not clothed. Right? He can't go in, the son-in-law can go into the bathhouse and the father-in-law can take care of him if he's not undressed. But the other way around is a problem. So if Rav Pinchas ben Yoir was the son-in-law, then he was going into the bath with his father-in-law undressed. Right? So there's some say that it was the opposite. Some say, I don't know if they say it, I didn't see somebody say it, but the Maaseh says that you can't make a tahara either on a father-in-law, or a father, or whatever. It's atznius. You shouldn't see the place where you came from, or your wife came from, or whatever. But it says that if there's nobody else, and you need the person, then he can go. Could be nobody else wanted to deal with him. He was so disgusting with wounds or whatever that only his son-in-law could take care of him. Right? So therefore, when it says when there's nobody else and it's the tzorich, it's mutter. Okay, Rashi. Let's see Rashi till here. Ivri lucharuva lecho perosov. A carob tree grew up. They should eat the fruit. The ein of the mayalish doesn't have water. Bechala, bechol. They buried themselves in the sand. Shayu poshtim bigdeim shalo yivlu. They took off their clothing it shouldn't wear out. Umechas and ervasim bechol. And they would, what's it called, go into their waist in sand. Karvi chorshim. They saw people plowing and planting. Beoskim bechayisha. The efshra al yedei nochrim. Goyim could do it for you. Why do you have to work? Let the goyim work. Hakadosh Baruch mechalik mazon v'revach lo siritzono. And the Rabbanim will see to it that you're supported. Why do you have to make your hishtadlis? Your hishtadlis should be that the goyim will come and do your hishtadlis. Mishpat v'shoyim b'gehenem yud beis chodesh and emar, the isham lo sichbe. V'hoyim midei chodesh b'chodesho, midei shabbos b'shabbato, yovo kobosor afani donim bo. Even the people who are in gehenem, the isham lo sichbe, it's only midei chodesh b'chodesho, midei shabbos b'shabbato. The mashma, mashabbosos l'minui shalahem, Afchadoshim leminu shalahem, just like Shabbos is to the parts, the components of Shabbos, right? So too, the months are for its components, and that means a year, 12 months. The high vade beposhe gehenna mishtoi, talking about the people who were in the Asia of Gehenna. The sivla elmine the yotzuvero be pigrei hanoshim aposhim bi, right? It's talking about the people who were the pigrei hanoshim aposhim bi, who are in the Gehenna, whose isham lo sichbe. Hachitani lo beseder olam. Gaila olam ba'oske Torah niva atas. Rashi learns it's enough the world, if there's enough people, osik ba'Torah, if there's only two, it's we're kedai to keep the world going. And the Marsha said, right, it's a kedai b'nei aliyah. People want to grow, if there's only two in the world, it's the two of us. Trei midani, chavilo shel hadas, lahariyat b'shavi. Took two bundles of hadas to smell on Shabbos. I mean, also could make extra brachos. You need to make those extra brachos on Shabbos from the Mayor brachos. So he took this for one of the ways of getting extra brachos is through smelling things. So he took them to make up the Mayor brachos. Medani kmo madonos kima. What's medani? Right, bundles. Okay, madonos is what's it called? Bundles. Orich mesakin umachlik. So he was. Fixing his flesh up, he was washing him. Pile, the koyim stuck in machmas achol. Because of the sand, they were buried in sand so long, so they had wounds and cracks in their body. Mekamatz v'glei, Reb Shimon, shad mos meluchim u'machivin esamaka b'tchilasa. Right, the tears are salty, and it's like pouring salt into a wound. It is pouring salt into a wound. Okay, let's go on. Omerle, okay. Omar Hoyle Vistrachish Nisa, since a nace happened to me, Ezel Iskin Milsa. A person has a nace happened to them, they had some kind of extra achrayas. I always say that's a pshat ha-gomel l'chayovim tovos. Right? If you have the Rav Shem does you a favor, and he does a nace, then he gives it to you on credit. So now you're a chayiv. The chayavi means someone who's not chayiv from lashon of ashem, guilty. Right? Because they ask on that. How can you say you're guilty? You shouldn't be baltik to pay us up. Ragoma lechayavi means for people who are now achroi, they're chayiv. It's a chiyuv. Right? You now have a responsibility to do something to make up for the credit you got of the nation. So Iskin Milsal, I'll be misakin something. Dechsiv, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, when Yaakov came back, and the Rabban Shem did Nisim and saved him from Esav, he came back Shalem, to Amar Rav, Shalem Begufo, Shalem Bemono, Shalem Betorah, so the three kinds of Shlemas that a person can have, physical, material, and Neshama-wise, that's Torah. So he was complete, perfect. Not, no, the Esav didn't harm him in any one of these three things. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir. So he did something, Vayichan es pnei ha'ir, he gave chain to the city. And can't mean that he just came into the city, because it says Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Yir Shechem. He already came into the city. So the Vayichan might means he established something in the city that gave it chain. Omar Rav Matbeya Tikin Lohem. What did he do? He established a coin, a new coin, and the coin usually had the picture of the city on it. So that's called Vayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir. Ushmuel Amar Shvakim Tikin Lohem. He made a new marketplace for them. Rav Yochanan Amar Mechatzos Tikin Lohem, that he made bathhouses. And these three things, right, the Matbeya is what's it called, is Keneged the Mamo, Shalim B'Mamono. The Shvokim is what's it called, is, and what's it called, Mechatzos is Keneged Gufo. So the Shvokim has to be Keneged Torah, so that this way people have a place to meet and gather, what's it called, and if you use the shuk properly instead of for znos, it could be used for Torah. People gather together and they learn Torah together. Omar ika milsa de boilet kune. So he said, is there anything else that I can be masakin? Omrule ika duchta de ispe sofik tuma. There's a place where there's a sofik tuma. The islu tsara the kohanim lakufe. And the kohanim are mitzayr, they have to walk around it. The sofik, whether there's tuma there or not, so they don't walk through there, they walk around it. And it's a tsar to go that extra amount. Omar Ika Inish Yoda Dishazi Kocha Tahara. Right? Is there anybody here who remembers that this place was once Tahar? So it has a Cheskas Tahara to begin with. Now it's only a Sothic whether it became Tame or not. Omar Leyahu Saba Kan Kitsis Ben Zake Turma Se Truma. I know that in this place, what's it called? Yochanan Ben Zakei, what's it called? Cut off. Turmasim is a kind of fruit, right, of truma. So, or a vegetable, turmas. Things that needs a lot of cooking. So, ovet ihu nami hachi. So he took turmasim of truma, and he threw them down in this area, where there was a suffic truma. Kol hecha dehavi koshi tahari. Wherever it was hard, that means that nothing had ever disturbed that place. In other words, we're afraid that there was a grave there. But in order for there to be a grave, they had to dig up the place. So any place that was soft means that it was dug up before. Any place that was hard means it wasn't dug up, and we know that it was tar to begin with. The Cholhecha Davi Rafi Tzayne, wherever it was soft, he made a tziyun, and that place was tameh. But the rest of it was tar, so the Kohanim now had a place to walk through without having to go around. Omer Ahu Saba, so an old man who was there said, what's it called, Tihar ben Yochai Besakvaras. Shim ben Yochai was Matar Besakvaras. He said a dinner Besakvaras. He was Makel. Right? He said he did something wrong. Right? He was too Makel over here. Omer le il moli lo hayisi manu. Or il moli, Tosus always says, means if it wouldn't have been. So you don't have to say il moli lo. Il moli hayisi manu. If you wouldn't have been with us, right? One thing. Vafilo hayisi manu. Velo mninesi manu yothe. Even if you were there, but you didn't get involved in the discussion, okay. Yofar told me. Then you can argue, right? You weren't there, or you were there and you didn't get involved, so now you can say what you have to say. Achshav shayisi manu, v'nimne simu. You were there when we made this discussion. You were there when we came out with this psak, right? And you were part of the discussion. Yomru zonos mefarchaso zu ezu. Talmidei chacham lokoshken. Zonos that are competitors. They... protect each other. So, Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't protect each other. You're coming out and criticizing me. Right? And the idea of Zonos Mefarchesos, Who says the word? I don't remember now. He says the, what's it called? That, let me find it, who says it's a good word. I don't remember. Okay, in any case, he says like this. He says, Zonos are competitors. So why do they, why are they merachim one on the other? Because they know that if there's more znus in the world, they'll all get good business. Right? So the more tumah, the more znus, the more customers they'll be. So even though they're competitors, but it's good for them, there should be others on those. So they same thing. It's Talmidei Chachamim, even though they compete with their Torah, but the more Torah in the world, the better it is for Talmidei. They should also feel it's better there should be more Torah in the world. So if Zonos are more are concerned, there should be more Tumah in the world, Talmidei Chachamim should be concerned, there should be more Torah in the world. Okay. Yohid Be'enei V'noch Nafshei. So he looked at this old man and he died. And some say it wasn't that he punished him. It's just that Rav Shimon bar Yochai's look was so critical and so, potent, that it was just a metzias. That's what happened. Nofik L'shuka, he went out to the shuk. Chazi L'Yehuda ben Gerim, he found Yehuda ben Gerim, the guy who, because of him, he spent 13 years in the cave. Omer Adayin Yesh L'Zeb Olam, this guy's still alive? Right, after all this? He looked at him and he became a heap of bones. So they say that why a heap of bones? The other one just died. So because this one, what's it called? Yehuda ben Gerim only was chote v'shogeg. Right? He shouldn't have said this over, right? And the Romans heard about it. But he only did it v'shogeg. V'shogeg, only your body sins. So the neshama didn't need a kapara. The body needed a kapara. And therefore the neshama didn't have to suffer. So when a person, what's it called, dies, until his body decomposes, the neshama suffers. So this way he died, and he, what's it called, made him a gaushal atzama, so his neshama shouldn't suffer. His body should decompose immediately. Rashi. Iskin milsa, kederos rosa Yaakov, shenitzum yan Esav, just like Yaakov Avinu was masakin things after he was saved from Esav as a payback for his nes. So I'll do the same thing. Sholem begufo, shenisrabi mitzalato. Yaakov Avinu came, sholem begufo. Right? He was cured from the limp with the malach. Sholem betoraso, shloshochach tamudam, ne torach adero. He didn't forget his learning because of the traveling. Tikin lohem divrei chen v'chaniya. Right? Things that were divrei chen and chanaya and things that were helpful for social, for settlement. Rashi says to me, I think it comes from the word vayikin eschelka sasoda. He was masakin things, tiku. This late Sara lakufe, shahaya also shook shasothik bo mokum maver ha'ir, l'rabbi. The place where the sothik tumah was a public thoroughfare. The kohanim lohayu chonli kondeshem, and the kohanim couldn't go there. It made tumah. The tzarek lahakiv, derech acher orav, that would make a long detour. If it was a Beis HaKvaras, for sure, they couldn't have taken the mason out of there. They had to leave it. But if it was a Sofik, then they could find out where the places were that was Tuma, leave those places, and the other place would be Tahar. Kan Kitzis Ben Zakai, Shoslon V'Okran L'Achar Gidulon. Said, and remember, right, that Ben Zakai, Yochanan Ben Zakai, planted Turmusim in this place, and of Truma, and picked them out, and therefore it couldn't have been Tomei. Torma say Truma, it's Hatzrichos L'Shomer V'Tara. Truma, you can't put in a place that's Tomei. You have to guard it, it should be Tor. The Dam Hua, you're Kohen. Kidamrina and B'Tosefta. Im Masha Osu Yodai Shachachti. What's it called? And Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai himself was a Kohen. Ovad Ihu Nomi Hachi. Hoya Mekatzeitz. Yeah. Hoya Mekatzeitz Turmosin. Umashlichan Shah. Right? So he also took Turmosim and threw him in this place. Vinasa Nes, a Nes happened. Vitsof Hames Bemokum Shu Shah. Vitsino Lamokum Akever. That wherever the, what's it called, the Turmosim went, right, that the Nes, Tsof Hames, it doesn't really mean literally that the Nes came up, what's it called, and floated. Right? But they say what I told you, that it was. That's where the ground was, soft, they knew that underneath there was a mace. Hachin for a seat of Parshas HaOmer, of the Sefer Zeroyim Yushalmi, Hayisu B'maimed, Hayisu B'maimed, you were with us, the Nimnes, Hiskamta Levatenu, when we discussed it, you agreed. Lios Min HaMinyan, you were part of the people who voted for to this psak. Nefarchus Ozu Azu, as Sar Chader Talios Noah. Each zona, what's it called, helps to set the other one's hair, right, that she should look nice. L'chor, she's a competitor. Why does she want the other one to look nice? She'll get less business. The other one will get the business. She's so that this, what's it called? I remember who it says it. She would say the Bishem Omer, but I don't remember. It's nice, but it's beneficial to the, what's it called, to every zona. There should be more znus in the world, because then everybody will have more business. So, Gal Me'atzamos, Kineisha Nirka B'soro V'nofum Izman Harbe. He, what's it called, looked like somebody who had died a long time before. He immediately decomposed. For that reason, another reason, Marsha says in another place, that since Rishoyim B'chayeyim Nikroim Mesim, right, then it would be not like Rashi, that he didn't do this on purpose, but Yehuda Ben Gerim was a Rosh, he was Malshin on them. So a Rosh is already dead when he's alive. So when he died, Rishim Yochan made it look that he's been dead for a long time already. He didn't just die now. He's been dead, even when he was walking around, he was dead. And therefore, now he looks like a person who's been dead for a long time.
Okay. In Mirza Hashem 2 weeks, and Lishari Hatzlacha.